Shama, like him, sweetest friend, the Shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Murat Shiachu, the Suscha Figa Basimchai Dispasia, and the Schus Yegal Meir Ben Gloria, Tushach Israel, a friend in Rus, Rashi Ben Snaris on Moshe Mordechai, learning the Sugi of Ger Shechazel Asuro, a Ger who changed his mind, decided he doesn't want to be from after all. Based on the Sefer of Hagon or of Shmuel Tovia Stern, great Rav from Miami Beach, by Tibor Stern. And this is in Simon Tezayin of the 8th volume of Evin Ezer. It says, in Yevamos and Nefmem Zayin on Beis, Tovah V'Ola, Harehu Ki Yisrael. If a goy goes to mikveh for the sake of becoming a Jew and comes up from the water, he is like a Jew. V'chol Dvarav. Says the Gemara, L'may Nafa L'may Hilchasa. What is the nafkamina that the price of his mechadesh that is in Yisrael called Rav the other day, that if he decides to be mevatel the geirus, if he decides to want to live like a goy again, mechadesh bas his soil, and afterwards he's mechadesh, a Jewish girl, so you might think he's a goy, and Ukadesh, is the price of mechadesh? No. He's like a Yehudi, the whole dover, and if he wants to be a chosel of suro, he can't. If he wants to change his mind, he can't. El Yisrael mumer kulina bay. He's like every other Jew. That's not mekayim mitzvahs. And as a Meimir Das, he's an apostate Jew, the Kiddush of Kiddushim. And his Kiddushim is a valid Kiddushim. Rashi adds, Adi Hadar Be'el Kadmusay, if he goes back to the way he was, V'achakach Kiddush Basisoa, and afterwards he's a Mekadosh, a Jewish girl, Mekudashis. She is Mekudashis, V'tzricho Get. And she requires a Get, the Yisrael Mumer Kiddush of Kiddushim, the Yisrael. Because a Jewish apostate, his Kiddushin is a Kiddushin, because he's a Jew. So this guy also is a Jew. Once you convert, there's no turning back. So when Rashi, so when the Gemara says, the Ihadar Bey, that if he goes back, Rashi says, Likad Muso, the Mashri Akoda, to being a guy. The Ran writes, Lachzur la'akol. So writes the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel Hevas Surah Bi Alohi Yud Zayin, Vafilu Chazer V'Avad Akum, Harayu Ki Yisrael Mumer Shev Kiddush of Kiddushin. And he's like, an, if he goes back and serves his idols, he goes back to church on Sunday, he's still a Jew. He's a Jew in church, Rahman al-Itzlan, Avar Ayid, Er Bleibt Ayid, he remains a Jew. And the Rambam adds in this halacha another thing. And it is a mitzvah to return his aveda, since he immersed himself in a ritualarium, in a mikvah, and he became a Jew. Ad kan midivrei hayef gemara beivamis in kama rishonim. V'nakdim lasbir al pi divrei gemara. Mesechet Avodah Zarah. Mesechet Avodah Zarah v'daf chavav amud bet ketuv kach. Omeret haTorah l'chol aveidat achicha. Talking about returning lost objects. What do you have to return? All the lost objects of your friend. Lerabot et hamumar. That comes to include that you return even the lost objects of a mummer, of an apostate Jew, of a turncoat Jew. Because when it says achich, when it says achich on the pasuk, achich is even your, even mummer. V'at amris hayu maridin osa. And the Gemara says, and you say that your morid osa the bor la hamisa. Apitom, he's your brother. So remove from the brice and mumr, if there's no din of the Gemara says earlier of moridim labor, there's no such thing when it comes to a mumr because he's your brother. Ask the Gemara of Elishnei, so lay, why doesn't Rabbi Abo answer Rabbi Yochanan Khan, the brice that darshins that mumr is included in achicha? It's talking about a mumr, a oichel velois. So, Rabbi Yochanan proved to Rabbi Abahu from the brayse of Lechol Avedas Achicha that even a mumr is your brother. So Rabbi Abahu can answer, Khan, the brayse that darshins that a mumr is included in Achicha is talking about a mumr oichel velos. Another is from the Te'ava. In other words, only if he doesn't have Bisar Heter, he eats Bisar Isser. He's still together Achicha. But Khan, the brayse that says you're allowed to be Morid, you have to erase from the brayse that you're Morid a mumr to a bor la hamisa, that's talking about a mumr. Obviously, we're not talking about this man zeh, b'shteitza. We're talking about a mumr, ochel nevelos lahachis, and we should mufkur kol kach, even if he has Bisar Heter, he still eats Bisar Isser. So why doesn't Rabbi Abba say the price is talking about such a mummer? It's if you're Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, it's a person to min. And that's already mentioned in the ratio of the price, so you have to say it again. And therefore, the kavanah of the price is for a mummer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavim. That's such a mummer, you're Morid Labor. And that's, I say, the brisa that Rabbi Yochanan brings of the Chol Avedas Achicha, and the melee you have to erase it. M'shicha Gemara ve'omeret Itmar Mumar Tvigi Rabbi Achav Ravina Chad Amar L'Teavon Mumar Lachis Min Havei Chad Amar Afil Lachis Nami Mumar Elei Zumin Ze Oved Elei Kochavim. So, what's a mummer? There's a machlok, it's Ravach and Ravina. One of them says, a mummer, the Te'avon is a mummer, and Lahachis is called a min. It's called a min is a different category, a worse category than a mummer. Nafgamina between a mummer and a min is the Ksiva Sefer Torah. But if it's a min, writes it, so then it should be burned. And if a mummer writes it, then it shouldn't be burned, it should just be buried. And so too, if he's a min, maridin I say. And if he's a mummer, then ain maridin, vein malin, you don't save him, but you don't kill him. But a min is mamish chayiv misa. So a min is worse than a mummer. What's the difference between a min and a mummer? The te'avon is a mummer. And lahachis, to get God angry, that's a min. V'chadam rafi lahachis nami mummer. The other opinion says, Mapitam. Even to get God angry is only a mummer. So who's a min? A min, says the Gemara, is an oved elilei kochavim, is an idol worshiper. Hare yesh lefaneinu din mumar v'din min. So we have a mummer, we have a min, and a ger shechazer lesuro has a din of a mummer. That's what the Gemara says in the Seches Yevamos. A ger shechazer l'suro, a ger that retracts, is a din mumer. He doesn't have a din min. In other words, he has the status of a mumer l'teavon. Why is this ger chazer l'suro? Usually because he has a teavon. He's not doing it to l'hachis, to get God mad. He's doing it in order to, because he has a hearty appetite for averus. That's the status of the mummer. The mummer l'te'avon. That's the status of the ger chazer l'suro. Is the mummer l'te'avon? So says our Stern, v'ulayef shalomal miyad shu nasik akum אז הרי אמרו חז"ל, במסכת חולין דף ה', בכם חילקתי ולא באומות, שאין מומר אלא בישראל. If a ger shechazal asur would be like a guy, like an oved kachovim, so then the rule is that there's no such thing as a goy mummer. It's only a Jewish mummer. Ela af al pi she'ein din mummer ba'akum. So there's no din mummer ba'akum, but there's a din min ba'akum. And the reason is, by B'nai Noach, Shogeg and Mezid are one. And therefore it doesn't matter by the guy whether it's lahachis or whether it's l'te'avon. It's the same thing. So therefore, when it comes to mummer, which is a difference between lahachis and l'te'avon, by goy there's no nafkamina. But a min we have by B'nai Noach. Umiyad de'amrin an ger shechazal l'surah, harei hu ki Yisrael mumar, lo ki Yisrael mumar shu min, ki min ein kiddush av kiddushin. So when we say in the Gemara that a ger who was chozer l'surah is like a Yisrael mumar, he's not like a Yisrael mumar who's a min, because a min, his kiddushin is not a kiddushin. Aval mumar, kiddush of kiddushin. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that a ger shechazer l'sura kiddush of kiddushin, is because he's a din mumar, not min. Because min is kiddushin wouldn't be a kiddushin, but a mumar is kiddushin is a kiddushin. Well, the Das HaRambam, lo kol mumar kiddush of kiddushin. Therefore, the Rambam's girsa was shekiddush of kiddushin. The Rambam's girsa was she. That his kiddushin is a kiddushin. And the girsa of the Gemara, our Gemara, is vikiddush of kiddushin. Mashmos of vikiddush of kiddushin is and his kiddushin is a kiddushin. It's mashma in every case. Shekol mumar kiddush of kiddushin. That's our girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam's girsa says shek kiddusha, that his kiddushin is a kiddushin, meaning only in certain cases. Vafilu chazer v'avad akum areyu ki Yisrael mumer shek kiddusha of kiddushin. Just sometimes his kiddushin is a kiddushin. Why only sometimes? Because if he's Yisrael, if he's a mumer, lahachis, he becomes a min. And if he becomes a min, his kedushin is not a kedushin. Shuvah o kovei kochavim l'chol davar. So it could be that just ger shechazer l'surah, if he's a lahachisnik, then his kedushin is taken out of kedushin. And he is a din guy. So what does the Gemara mean when it says in Yevamos that Ger Shechazer L'Surah and Kiddush of Kiddushin? It's talking about a Mumar L'Te'avon. But if he's a Mumar L'Hachis, then and Kiddush of Kiddushin. Because he is a Din Goy. He is a Din of a Min. We see an opinion in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that lahachis min havi. And if he's a min, then ain kedush of kedushin, he's a guy. A Rambam b'hilchos tshuve ver avdil bein minim apikorsim umumrim. Ayin sham b'perek gimel alach zayin chamisha enim mikroim minim u'alach ches shloisha mehim mikroim apikorsim u'alach tes shnayim him amumrim b'Yisrael. It's interesting. The Rambam talks about Minim. He doesn't say Yisrael. Apikorsim, he doesn't say Yisrael. Only when it comes to Mumrim, he says Miyisrael. Hare b'minim v'apikorsim lo katav rabbeinu l'shom b'Yisrael. Mishum sheyesh din Minim v'apikorsim gam b'umas ha'olam. Aval b'umas ha'olam ein Mumrim. Like we see at the Gemara in at the beginning of Chul. And therefore the Rambam says, Mumrim ki be Yisrael. By Goyim you have Minim and you have Abikarsim. But you don't have Mumrim. Mumrim is only Yisrael Mumrim. There's no Goy Mumrim like we find at the beginning of Odazar and Daf Hey that we quoted before. That's why the Rambam doesn't say Goy Yisrael by Minim and Abikarsim. But Mumrim, yes. Mumrim is only me Israel. Now the Rambam in the 11th parak of Gzeilah Aveda Alecha Beis writes, "I feel a bal Aveda Roshe, Rochon Avelis leteiavon b'chayetze b'mutzvah l'shev v'dasei, Rochon Avel lahachis, Haro apikos, apikosin oivdei koichav muchal leishabes felasi asu lahachse lem Aveda ka'akum." So it's interesting. Rambam here writes that even if the owner of the Aveda is a Roshe, he eats unkosher food. Because of his appetite, not to get God angry, because of his taivas. So it's a mitzvah to give him back as a veda, but if he's in orchon lebeis lahachis, if he does it to get Hashem angry, k'viyachol, so he's in abikaris, abikaris, and voivdei kochavim, muchal le shabbos freesia, you're now allowed to give them back their aveda like a goy. So Rambam calls an abikaris, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah calls him min. Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, who's a min? Ochon avelis lahachis. And the Rambam says, who's a apikoris? Ochon avelis lahachis. So the Rambam calls, so the Gemara of Avodah Zarah calls a min, the Rambam calls him an apikoris. So when the Rambam writes that a ger shechazor l'surah machzirin avidasai, because he went to mikvah, so he's a Jew. So when he was chozer l'sura, and Chazal said that nasi ki Yisrael mumer, ki mumer l'teyavo nasi, v'lo ki Yisrael mumer l'hachis, shehu min v'apikoril shedino ka'akum. So this ger shechozer l'sura is a l'teyavo nika ger, shechozer l'sura. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Such a person, your machzer is a veda. Such a person is Kedushin is a Kedushin. And such a ger who's Chazor L'Suro is not a ger who's Lahachis. Because a ger who's Lahachis is a Din Goy. He's like a Min according to the Gemara and Apikoros according to the Rambam. So he's like a Goy. Vapikorsim, or Ochon Avelis Lahachis, Asr Lahachzir Lahem Aveda Ka'akum. They're like Goyim. So when Chazal talk about a Yisrael Mummer, he's like a Mummer Lateyavim, he's a full fledged Jew. That's if he's Lateyavim, not Lahachis. If he's Lahachis, he's not a full fledged Jew, Mapitom. We see here in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. L'hachis min have. And a min you don't return as a veda. It's like a goy. And this is a big chiddush in Ger Shechazor L'Asura. Ki b'tchila kasav the Rambam writes hol of a mol of a tovel yotze mechlal akum. Once he does meal and tefillah, he's no longer a goy. And then the Rambam says, Me'ach ha-shetov v'naseh ki Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, when he's tovel, he becomes like a Jew. And this is difficult, because by milas avodim, the Rambam says, interesting, she'yotze mechlal akum v'adayin l'kal Yisrael lo ba. He's not a goy, but he's not a Jew. That's an evet kenaini. When he does mila, he's no longer a goy, but he's not yet a Jew. So why then does the Rambam say, "B'mal v'tovel sheyotze mechlal akum"? You can learn from there that he's no longer a goy, but he's not yet a Jew. then afterwards the Rambam says, Me'achar she tova al nasik Yisrael. He's like a Jew. But the Rambam just told us before that b'mila v'tfila is just yatsa mechlal akum. And then the Rambam says, Nasik Yisrael. So which one is it? Is he middle ground, that he's neither a goy nor a Jew, like we have by Milas Avodim? Or is Pshat that he's mamish, he's a Jew, a chol dover? So maybe we can say that if he was miskayar in front of three hadyotis, then he's only yatzah mechlal akum. But if he's tavol b'fnei based in mumchim, proper basin of Tamei Chacham, of experts in halacha, then he's Yisrael Gamor. So v'yofa kosev Rabbeinu mitzvah lahachzir avidosoi me'achar she'tovel nasik Yisrael. Loim arafal pisha nasik Yisrael mumar avoin ala mulam etyobim v'lo nasa bikaris v'bnei shana bikaris b'ger she'chazir l'surah. Rak b'ak bikaris ein machzir an avidosoi v'lo b'mumar. V'ger she'chazir l'surah nechshav k'mumar, k'mumar nechshav, v'lo d'ala k'mumar she'kidushav k'dushin. The Rambam wrote nicely, correctly, when he writes that mitzvah lahachzir avidasa. The Rambam says in Surah Biyah that it's a mitzvah return as aveda. Me'achar shetavo v'nasek Yisrael, since he went to mikveh and became like a Jew. So even though he's a Jewish mummer, but he's only a mummer l'teyavo, that the assumption is by Ger shechazir l'surah, that is a mumar l'teyavim, and we don't view him as an apikoros. Because whose aveda don't you return? You don't return the aveda of an apikoros, of a lahachis. But whose aveda do you return? A l'teyavim. That's whose aveda you do return. If somebody is ochel nevelos l'teyavim. So this guy, who's Chazal Asura, he has a din of Eichel Nevelis L'Teyavim. So whose Aveda don't you return? You don't return the Aveda of an Apikoros, of a Min, Dino Kagoy. But this Ger Shechazal Asura, he doesn't have a din of a guy. He has a din of a Jew. And that's why the Rambam says, V'mitzvah L'Hachas Avidas, V'mitzvah L'Hachas Avidas, V'mitzvah L'Hachas Yisrael. So he becomes like a Jew. The Rambam writes a lashon and nasik Yisrael. He's like a Jew. He is a Jew. So he's a Jew, and therefore now he's only becoming Yisrael Mumri. He's not becoming a lahachis, because again, lahachis makes one into a guy, and therefore his kedushin is a good kedushin. Because the Rambam holds that not everybody's kedushin is a good kedushin, because if one is a min, or in the Lashon of Rambam and Apikoros, so his kedushin is not a good kedushin. It's dino kagoy, only a mummer. A mummer, you have a Yisrael mummer, you don't have a goyisha mummer, and his kedushin is a kedushin, but not a min. A min, his kedushin is not a good kedushin. And this Ger Shechazir L'Surah, his status is that of a mummer. And what type of mummer? Mummer l'teyavim. Because if he'd be like a ochel nevelos lahachis, so he's an apikoros. And like the Rambam says, v'apikoros and bovdi kochavim, v'vav mechal shabbos v'resi, asu lachsam eveda ka'akum. They have a din like a goy. But this Ger Shechazir L'Surah has a din of a Yehudi, because the assumption is that he is only a l'teyavim dik, and he's not a lahachis dik. If he'd be lahachis, lahachis nik, that would be a very, very dangerous situation. That's already categorizing him as an akum, like the Rambam himself writes in Gzeila v'Aveda. So These are some insights into the union of Ger Shechozer L'Suro, which again were written by Rav Hagoyin Hagadol Shmuel Tovia Stern, Rabbi Tibor Stern of Miami Beach, Florida, originally of Hungary. So a lot of people made that pathway from Miami Beach, Florida to Hungary. I mean, from Hungary to Miami Beach, Florida. That was the direction. From the cold, freezing Hungary to the warm, inviting Miami Beach, sitting on the deck of the Saxony Hotel, the Caribbean Hotel, and schmoozing with all the other chevra. I remember watching when I was a little boy. And everybody those days should have a Kavaldika Ili Neshama, those who are in the Olam Shekulo Tov, including Rav Stern. This was written on his mother's yahrzeit, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, in the year Tovshin Nun. Right before, I guess, late December of 89, right before 1990. And there's so much beautiful Torah. Stern was an incredibly prolific author, so we have a lot more Torah to learn from him. So please stay tuned, and a lot more about Geirus, because Geirus is one of my favorite topics. And shalom, shalom, space friends. Thank you for listening.